Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. Welcome to the AAA podcast for September 2021. We are now reaching one of the cardinal points of the year, the autumn equinox. On September the 22nd, night and day will be the same length all over the Earth. The Sun, in its journey south, has reached the equator. People viewing from the equator will see the Sun passing directly overhead at their local noon. At this time of the year, the rate of change of daylight is at its greatest. At the beginning of the month, the Sun will rise around 16:15 British Summer Time and will set around 19:50 British Summer Time, giving a day length of 13 hours 35 minutes. At the end of the month, the Sun will rise around 7 o'clock British Summer Time and will set around 16:40 British Summer Time, giving a day length of around 11 hours 40 minutes. During September, the days will shorten by nearly 2 hours. This sends a powerful signal to the animal kingdom to prepare for winter. Unfortunately, the human being has created so much light pollution that natural signals like this are being drowned out. The moon will be new on September the 7th, will reach first quarter on the 13th, will be full on the 20th, and will reach last quarter on the 29th. Mercury and Mars are both too close to the Sun to view this month. Venus is an evening object and will be shining at magnitude minus 4.1. Unfortunately, it remains at a very low altitude close to the southwest horizon between Virgo and Libra. Jupiter is well placed for observation, shining at magnitude minus 2.8 among the stars of Capricorn. It is moving in retrograde motion at the moment, that is, from east to west. Earth, being close to the Sun, is moving faster than Jupiter and is passing the giant planet on the inside track. Jupiter is orbiting the Sun in the same direction as we are, but our speed causes the illusion that Jupiter is going backwards. On the night of 17th and 18th of September, the shadow of the Galilean moon Callisto falls on Jupiter's disk. Callisto is the furthest Galilean moon from the planet, and so shadow events are less common than those of Io, the nearest moon to the planet. Callisto itself will be to the right of the planet, and its movement of the shadow across the disk will be slower than when Io gives a shadow display. Saturn is also well placed for observation, together with its brightest moon, Titan. Like Jupiter, Saturn is also currently situated in the constellation of Capricorn, but at the other end of it, shining at magnitude minus 0.3. Normally, Titan is the only moon of Saturn visible in a small telescope, but this month the moon Iapetus is visible to telescopes capable of showing objects of 10th magnitude. Assuming a reasonably clear atmosphere. Iapetus is a curious moon, famous for having one hemisphere dark and the other bright. On the 21st of September, the bright hemisphere is facing Earth and will be shining at magnitude plus 10.2. If you want to observe it, I suggest that you use a planetarium program such as Stellarium to plot the position of the Moon relative to Saturn to make it easier to find on the night. Uranus is visible shining at magnitude plus 5.7 in the constellation of Aries. Neptune is at opposition on the 14th of September and is near the boundary between Pisces and Aquarius. It will be shining at magnitude plus 7.7. The area of sky near Neptune includes the well-known ring of stars in southern Pisces. The asteroid Pallas is nearby and comes to opposition on the night of 10th and 11th of September. It will be shining at magnitude plus 8.5. Pallas will be tracking southwestwards below the Pisces ring of stars. It will remain in the area for the rest of the month. Your planetarium program will help you find its precise position for the nights you want to observe. Myra is a variable star that has given its name to a class of variable stars, the long period variables. The characteristics of the Myra class stars are that they are red giants whose outer layers pulsate, causing a change in brightness. The changes take place over a year or so, hence the name long period. They are predictable in that their variability could be described in terms of their usual behaviour, but they are not precisely predictable, as is the case with eclipsing variables. Myra itself varies in magnitude from about plus 1.7 to about plus 10 over a period of about 11 months. Most of the time it is below naked eye visibility, but at maximum it is visible without optical aid. Myra is predicted to come within naked eye visibility during September and will remain so for a month or two. At the moment, it rises in the early hours, but will be rising earlier as the month progresses. It is predicted to remain in naked eye visibility for some weeks. Myra is to be found in the constellation of Cetus at right ascension 2 hours 90 minutes 20 seconds, declination minus 2 degrees 52 minutes 42 seconds. And that's all for this month. Until next month, wishing you clear skies.